Good morning, everybody. Beautiful day. Who's been counting the longest for this day to happen besides Bob Olson? All of us. Yay! So thank you all for coming. As Josh said, my name is Charlotte Ray. I'm the president of University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center, and myself, along with so many of you in the room, have had a vision for this space since before 2006. So when UH and Elyria Memorial or EMH Regional Medical Center joined forces, there was a definite mutually agreed upon vision to take this 33 acres and transform this space into the creation of a state-of-the-art ambulatory health center. So you're sitting on the ground of what will be a 53,000 square foot ambulatory health center. Our goal will be to break ground this winter, end of the year, depending on the elements. And we're very, very proud to be partnering with the city of North Ridgeville and Lorain County. And we know that North Ridgeville is such a wonderful community, and we definitely want to continue to be a strong anchor in the community of North Ridgeville. So we're very, very excited. I wanted to take a moment to introduce a few folks, and this is one of the risky parts of the presentation, because if I forget somebody, I could be in really, really big trouble. But we know that we've got some esteemed board members from the University Hospital Elyria Medical Center Board and the St. John Medical Center Board. And I also want to mention Bob Olson, who was a previous EMH board member, who was the one pounding the drum for many, many years to get us to do something wonderful with this space. I also wanted to introduce Representative Nathan Manning and Ryan Dilwork from Congressman Gibbs' office. I wanted to introduce the members from the North Ridgeville City Council, as well as the Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce. And we also have Marcia Ballinger here, the president of Lorain Community College, who I believe has also done a fantastic job of making sure that Lorain Community College is a key anchor in the city of North Ridgeville. So I wanted to welcome you all. We are going to have a few comments from Jeff Armbruster, City Safety Service Director, as well as Don Sheldon from University Hospitals Health System. And I hope that we have just a wonderful morning and a wonderful construction project. So I'll turn it over to Jeff.
On behalf of Mayor Gillock, who's out of town for a family funeral in Illinois, I get to be the mayor for the day of one of the most exciting days in the city of North Ridgeville. Prior to this, Marcia Ballinger, who's now the president of Lorain Community College, the board decided to build a very nice facility right at the corner of Lorain and I-480. Since then, we've got Panera Bread, we've got Taco Bell, we've got Dunkin' Donuts coming in, we've got Chipotle, the restaurants that all of us would have liked. All along in this process, University Hospitals or MH owned this piece of land. We've all known it for years and years and years. Bob Olson kept beating the drum because he was on the board. He said, what are you going to do here? City Council that's here is Roseanne Johnson, Bruce Havens, Bernie Bukowski, and of course President Kevin Corcoran, all wanted to see what we're having happen today. What a great opportunity for the city of North Ridgeville. What a great beacon as you're coming into the city of North Ridgeville. What a beautiful facility that we're making the map. We now have the college. We now have a medical facility. It's just outstanding. On behalf of the city of North Ridgeville and Mayor Gillock, welcome, welcome, and welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Now my pleasure to introduce and welcome to the stage Dr. Don Sheldon of University Hospitals.
Thank you. Again, beautiful day, absolutely beautiful day. And as Char mentioned, a long time coming. I think I remember back about 8 years ago when Elyria was independent and we started looking at the land here. It may have been a little longer, but it took a while, but good things are worth waiting for. You might say, well, why here, why now? Well, it's real easy. Take a look to your left, to your right, to the back, to the front. What do you see? You see highway access. This is an excellent location for people to be able to get here, for us to be able to service a very large area. If you look along 90 to the north, there's many healthcare facilities serving the northern corridor. Here on the southern tier, which I'll say is the place of future growth and opportunity, there is a lack of healthcare facilities. And we thought it was very important to put our stake in the ground here. In addition, since this was first conceived by what was then Elyria alone, we became part of UH, and also St. John's became fully owned by UH. We are now partners, and this facility is a partner, a partnership between Elyria Medical Center and St. John's Medical Center. Together, we're going to provide services to this community. We are, in a sense, one UH. We're here to serve everybody. As Char mentioned earlier, the building's going to be approximately 50,000 square feet. In the facility, we're going to have a 24/7 freestanding ER. We will also have fast track services for those with more minor injuries. We'll have lab, we'll have x-ray imaging, we'll have primary care, we'll have pediatrics, we'll have OBGYN or obstetrics gynecology. We're going to have a large presence from our Digestive Health Institute. And those are problems that we have that relate to our gut, so to speak, our digestive system. So there'll be gastroenterologists, there'll be presence of hematologists that take care of your liver, and there'll be presence even to the extent of part-time presence of the transplant team should somebody get to that level of need. We'll also have a specialty rotation office and a small but meaningful retail pharmacy. So you can see it's a well-rounded services that we're going to be provided. These services are focused on primary care, and we believe that that's what's going to be important for this region going forward. We are so delighted to be doing this in North Ridgeville. We're so delighted to be doing it in this location. This is going to become the fastest growing area in Lorain County and beyond. And we look forward to working together with the community and the people in the community. I would like to take a moment to introduce Paul Tate, who is the Chief Strategy Officer for University Hospitals, and his vision, along with the vision of the people at both Elyria Medical Center and St. John Medical Center, helped put this together. So Paul, please stand up. And I also want to introduce Rob David. Rob David is the president of St. John Medical Center. And as I mentioned, this is a partnership between Elyria, St. John's, and UH as a whole. Rob, please. I also want to thank North Ridgeville for the wisdom of, we already had great highway access. We have 10-480. We have 80, the Turnpike, we have Lorain Road. And thank you, North Ridgeville, for widening Lear Nagel, which gives us better north-south access as well. So with all this highway access, we know this place will be a success, and we know this location in general, as Jeff was saying, is going to continue to grow and flourish. So with that, I think we're going to turn a little dirt.